High stakes diplomacy. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. is moving its embassy out of Ukraine's capital for now, as the White House warns a Russian attack could happen this week, though spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre also says they're still engaging with Russia.
The path for diplomacy remains available if Russia chooses to engage constructively.
Germany's chancellor set to meet with Russia's president tomorrow, the Ukrainian president declaring this Wednesday a day of national unity. Canada's prime minister just announcing he's invoking emergency powers nationwide in an effort to restore order as protests over COVID mandates continue. Earlier today in Alberta, one of the areas where a border crossing was blocked, police acting on a tip say they seized multiple guns, a machete, body armor, and a large amount of ammunition. They also say a farm tractor and semi-truck tried to ram a police vehicle. The jury's still out in Sarah Palin's libel lawsuit against the New York Times, but the federal judge has already made his decision, ruling the former Alaska governor failed to show the Times acted out of malice and saying he will dismiss the suit. Palin accused the Times of damaging her reputation with an editorial falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. The judge says he'll let the jury deliberations continue in case his decision is reversed on appeal. Early voting underway in Texas for primary elections, considered a test of stricter voting rules ahead of the congressional midterms later this year.
Texas is among several states with Republican-led legislatures that sought to enact heightened voting procedures for these midterm elections. While Governor Greg Abbott says new rules will make it harder to cheat while voting, state Democrats say hundreds of mail-in ballot applications that have already been rejected show them that voter disenfranchisement is already beginning.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another fight over a new congressional map heads to court.
Five voters in a Kansas voting group called Loud Light, led by former Clinton campaign attorney Mark Elias, have sued the Kansas City Elections Commissioner and Secretary of State, alleging their redistricting map is unconstitutional. The map was vetoed by the Democratic governor, but the Republican-dominated legislature overrode the veto. The lawsuit says the way the only Democratic district was redrawn removes a key part of it, diluting the Black and Hispanic vote. Republicans say they had to make each of the state's four congressional districts as close to equal in population after years of population shifts. And the Kansas Attorney General said they're prepared to vigorously defend against what he called partisan lawsuits. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The mega drought in the U.S. West is becoming the deepest dry spell in more than 1,200 years. A study released today revealing how much worse it got last year, now 5% worse than the old record from the late 1500s. And it blames 42% of this drought on global warming from burning fossil fuels. Food and music getting football fans the most curious during the Super Bowl.
The track California Love, a breakout search on Google during the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. Courtesy of NBC Sports, searches for Is It Halftime Yet increasing by 1,700% during the second quarter. Lose Yourself by Eminem doubling in search interest during the show. How Tall Is Kendrick Lamar, a breakout search in the U.S. Pizza said to be the top food near me search in the U.S. during the game, followed by searches for Chinese food, wings, Mexican food, and sushi.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. What started as a mixed day became a sell-off on Wall Street, but the Dow finishes off session lows down 171. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.